I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Ray Burnimoff of Mile End Delicatessen. Ray, how are you holding up?
Getting through some tough times here, most certainly. It's been a really challenging few days since the storm. Our commissary kitchen on the Red Hook waterfront was entirely destroyed in Sandy. And the last 3 days, we focused on removing all the perishable waste from the space. We had a 600-square-foot walk-in refrigerator that was filled with food, which started to rot as of when the power went out on Monday. And we filled 2 30-foot containers so far with waste from the space. Absolutely everything inside was demolished.
God, I'm so sorry to hear that. I know that the community support in the Red Hook area has been kind of instrumental. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about how you're managing the cleanup effort? I mean, even just finding containers, like how are you going about it operationally?
We honestly could not have gotten through the last 2 days without the support of the Red Hook Initiative. They've been so fundamental to the cleanup effort down there, and they're the organization that has been sending volunteers over to residents and businesses throughout the neighborhood. So they sent a crew yesterday that worked tirelessly and so selflessly to literally help us shovel shit and bag, you know, all of the food stuff that was already starting to rot and move everything outside into the containers.
I'm sure it's daunting looking ahead, but what are some of the next steps for you guys?
You know, the last few days have really been about the narrow focus on cleaning up the space and, you know, trying to protect ourselves from an infestation, which felt very imminent given how much food stuff we had sort of splayed all around the space. We were hit with a wave that essentially toppled everything. I mean, we had worked to move everything off the ground and really put it up high, and we thought that that might protect us, but the surge that came through toppled equipment that weighed thousands of pounds. So, you know, there was nothing that we could do to really avoid the spillage of absolutely everything throughout the space. And therefore, over the last few days, we've really been focused on just trying to clean up that mess. At this point, we really have to wait for power to do anything more. It's really dark inside, and we don't have access to electricity to power any tools or, you know, any other cleanup mechanisms. So since we've really just cleared the space of all the debris, we're waiting now to have power restored.
And have you been able to garner any sense of what type of relief you'll get with regards to insurance or FEMA support, or have you had a chance to tuck into any of that?
We have, and there's been an incredible community initiative of the business owners of Red Hook to really try to work together collectively to determine the best way to proceed. Unfortunately, none of us down there have flood insurance because essentially when you're in a flood zone, you're uninsurable. So that's really the worst news. Combined with that is the fact that the FEMA opportunities, as far as we've all been able to understand, are really only for loans at a 4% interest rate. So, you know, many small businesses are not even in the position to be taking on more debt at this time. Of course, the access to working capital is important, but we're all struggling to figure out what, you know, the best way to proceed is.
I will just say, like, as a final question, I mean, if people want to get involved, if they want to help, I mean, what's the best way for them to support you right now and going forward?
It's incredibly important for everyone to get out and be eating in restaurants at this time. You know, beyond the businesses that suffered structural damage, there are so many that are struggling now because of the lost income related to power loss. All of the restaurants in downtown Manhattan are hurting really badly now. So as soon as we all get back on our feet, it's important for everyone to eat out and really just come and enjoy our food. With us in particular, of course, it's challenging because the commissary was really at the heart of our operation. It's where we cured, smoked, pickled, and baked all of our menu items for the two restaurants. So we, at this point, are working to figure out a new menu and some interim solutions. The community has come out to really support us in so many ways. And, you know, the offer of kitchen space and walk-in space and smoker space and everything between has been really integral to our plan to try and, you know, be able to serve food in our restaurants. We've been open on Hoyt Street and Borum Hill since Tuesday. We've been serving food that we're prepping on site and some of which, you know, we stockpiled before the storm. And the people, you know, our customers and our friends and neighborhood folks who have come through the last few days have really meant the world to us, and it's important that, you know, everyone bears with us during this period and, you know, is easygoing about some of the menu changes that we're going to face. I would say in terms of Red Hook, it's really the Red Hook Initiative that's coordinating the relief effort, and it's an incredible organization that could use everybody's support.
Ray, thank you so much for taking some time away from what I'm sure is an incredibly hectic day. We look forward to following your recovery and supporting you in the recovery, and we'll be in touch soon. Thank you.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.